Ladies and gentlemen, ITMA!
I think he's rather nice. He knows everything. But what I can't understand is why he calls himself
Mother Pride and Glory, Mrs. Handley Boy, for it's useless to call me.
What's going on here, eh?
The boss is setting out on safari today.
What safari, eh?
Well, it's a sort of trip, an expedition through the jungle. He goes in state.
I bet he's in a state, eh?
Look out. Here comes the governor.
Sailors, boys, excellency.
My people, my goodness, my notice. Hello, folks. So this is Kingdom House. Call out the officers. Well, now, people, before we start on this historic journey through the jungle, I would like to quote the words of Stanley when he met Livingstone. He said,
Mr. Handler,
I presume. Well, I'm not talking to you. And take that polecat off your head. Anyway. Now, our romance is over.
2 weeks ago, you offered me your hand.
And last week, you broke it off. Now, say no more about it. I forgive you. The whole incident is closed. I said closed.
Sorry?
That's right.
Mr. Handler, I wish you'd settle down and stop skylarking.
Well, I'm trying to make the elephants laugh.
Why, pray?
Well, one of them looks like Colin Knox. Well, now, Herb, is everything counted?
Yes, Gov. 40 elephants, 600 native bearers, 2 tanks, a bulldozer, and what have you.
A shocking headache. Now, come on, off we go.
Just a minute, Gov. Chief Bigger Banger wants to talk to you.
Okay, I'll listen.
You don't want to no hope for the commander.
Umpa.
You don't want to no hope for the hope for that.
Umpa.
Umpa?
Umpa.
Take it upa.
Jumpa. Well, that's that. Now, what are we going to do?
Into the shine, aye, into the shine.
Into what a shine?
A man had his teeth fixed in with copper wire. Now, every time he uses an electric razor on his top lip, his nose lights up. Into the shine, aye, into the shine.
What a commanding voice, eh? I'm sure his mother was a sergeant major in the ATS. I wonder if she's out yet. Close all the doors, Herb.
Why?
Well, because they're open.
They're open, Handley. Oh. Good news.
Oh, well. Colonel, you've got spots before your eyes.
How do you know, sir?
I can see them. Anybody, somebody told me that your elephant ran away.
Yes, he couldn't, sir. He was too heavily laden.
Well, no wonder with that portable pub on his back and a brass rail around him. But what are you taking?
Lord's brandy.
Don't keep talking shop. I mean, what are you taking on safari?
Well, sir, I found the draft beer doesn't keep long in the jungle.
Well, it never does keep long when you're about. Well, I hope you're taking Jumbo or Bun for the road.
One for the road, sir. It's a good idea.
No, not now, Colonel. You've got a one-back mind. Somebody, have you ever been to a doctor, Colonel?
Only once, sir. He advised me to give up smoking.
And now, judging by your khaki-colored chin, you've taken up snuff. Well, they'll have the tip organized by now. Come on, Colonel, mount your elephant.
Mine is the one in the middle, sir.
But there are only 2, Colonel.
No, Gov, there's only one.
Hey, oh, well, well, cancel the elephants and order 2 aspirins. See you later, Colonel.
I very much doubt it, sir.
You know, he's a regular barometer. You know, he thought Buchan's dry spell was a strike at the brewery. Well, I don't think I'll ride on an elephant after all. I'm not having the monkeys bouncing coconuts on my top hat. I'll call a cab.
Jackson? Where to, honorable mister?
You lied in Blamboo Club. Ha ha.
No, Tommy, it's blowing and scraping. Well, boys, take me to, Tip-tip-scuppies. I've forgotten the name. Make a noise like a taxi.
Hong Kong?
That's the place, Hong Kong. How much will it cost?
$53.
No waiting.
Ha ha.
Now, that's too much. Take me down to the chip shop for a plate of flaggots and please.
Okay.
Gov?
Yes?
Aren't you going with them?
What, those Japs? No fear. They're too fast for me. I'm not going to commit hurry-scurry. So now I'd better finish my crossword.
But they're all waiting to start.
So am I. But tell me, what's a word with two letters beginning with M and ending with E, meaning crackers?
Me.
Oh, thank goodness, I thought it was me.
Is Major Mundy's daughter coming? You know, the one who doesn't know anything.
Oh, naive. Oh, I'm putting that right. So what do you think I told her about last night?
What, Gov?
The private lives of the Wobbleton Wheelers. You should have seen her handlebars drop. Well, now give the signal.
Here, here, here. Open mouth, open mouth. I haven't finished yet. Lovely grub, lovely grub.
Come here, here. It's the sparrow's friend. Every time he pulls down his waistcoat, they all say crumbs. Well, George, if you come with me, you'll have to live off the land.
Ooh, I can eat anything. Lovely grub, lovely grub. Here, what's for supper tonight?
Grilled cabbage with caterpillar sauce.
Caterpillar?
Yeah, lovely grubs, lovely grubs. What an appetite he's got. He's the first man to eat a linseed meal. Well, I suppose I must go now.
I'm ready too, Your Excellency.
Oh, hello, Naive. Well, you do look nice in your bombazine blouse. And I like those long kid gloves on your legs.
Mother made them, Your Excellency.
Oh, Mum, you've made the tights too long. Well, call me Tommy.
Do you think I should?
Well, only for today. Tomorrow you can call me early. Now, sit down. Sit down, I'll tell you a fairy story.
Oh, I'd love that.
Right, well, once upon a time, there was a clever prince.
What was his name?
Arthur Prince. Now, he had an elder brother, another prince.
Was he bigger?
No, littler. Now, Prince... Prince Littler and Arthur were walking by a wood.
Was it a little wood or a big wood?
A wee Georgie wood. And you see, they were on their way to see the king.
What king?
Oh, Hetty King.
But Hetty is a lady's name.
All right, well, make it Nosmo. I'm sick of this story. I'll tell you a clean one. Once upon a time, Billy Cotton and Adrian Foulkes were walking down Bond Street singing We're in Love with Two-Hand Cart. When a pigeon flew out of the Aeolian Hall and got into a taxi.
Naive!
Look out, here's your mum, chum.
Yes, Mother?
Go and get your father out of the club. If he didn't soak him with the Colonel, he's swapping stories with that good-for-nothing governor.
My dear Mrs. Mundy, Naive and I were just discussing whether Barbara should go home by a shortcut.
The ideal. How dare you? Don't let me see you talk with my daughter again. You scoundrel. You wastrel. You kidnapper.
So Mundy's wife with hate is closing down.
Come on, Gov. You must get started.
Right.
You can't keep putting it off.
All right, up onto the elephant then. Oh, what a lovely broad back. It's like sitting on Charles Lawton's face. Now off you go, Mahoot.
Yes, sire.
But step on the gas, then. Hello, Herb. Here's a girl I'm catching. Hitchhiking, I mean. Just a minute. Whoa, Jumbo. Whoa. Can I give you a lift, miss? No standing inside the elephant, but there's plenty of room on top.
No, thanks.
Oh, come on. It's quite easy.
No, thanks. Nothing easy ever comes my way.
Oh, we're only going as far as Rainbow Corner. Excuse me. Why are you looking so miserable?
Well, at the early age of 3, it first occurred to me a girl should always try to improve herself. While the others played with toys, I practiced charm and poise and finished every book upon the shelf. I exercised each morning, cold creamed my face each night, saw my dentist twice a year, and curbed my appetite. And so I modestly admit it didn't help a single bit. Some girls can make any man dream by flashing an innocent gleam. Me, I do an if-up, curl my upper lip up, light a Roman candle and scream. I have to do it the hard way. Some girls can wear any old rag and capture the wolves and the stags. Me, I dress in sables, walk across the tables, waving multicolored flags. I have to do it the hard way. Let's say there's a dance, they're playing a waltz. I want romance. That's when I begin turning somersaults. Some girls can keep men on their toes by smiling or throwing a rose. Me, I rack my noodle, whistle Yankee Doodle, balancing a broom on my nose. Oh, I'm a-telling you hard, I have to do it the hard way. Some girls who read books and wear specs get fellas with great intellect. Me, I get fanatics, guys who live in attics. Yes, I even pick up the checks. I have to do it the hard way. Society girls get the break. They only serve coffee and cake. Me, they come to call on if I put a brawl on. And providing I can get steaks, I have to do it the hard way. Suppose there's a park, a boy on a bench. I'm out for a lark, so I'm aching for where the monkey wrench. When someone like Eddie Lamar steps into the swankiest bar, all the fellas get up, light a cigarette up. Me, I have to smoke a cigar, and then they call me a card, doing everything the hard way.
Herb, that's just how I started life.
How, Gov?
The hard way, dressed up as a girl singing songs. I think we'll stop here.
But we've only just started.
I know, but every time the elephant flaps his ears, my braces twang.
Lovely in the jungle, isn't it?
Ah, yes, yes. The beautiful scent of the ping-pong pinks. The twitching of the cocky-olly bird. And the thick foliage of the orangutan.
Gov,
eh?
You talk like a botanist.
Thanking Q. Hello. Herb, this looks like a native village. Oh, and look, hundreds of brand new houses and children with real shoes on. Disgraceful. Time these people were civilized. Well, I can see one sensible man doing nothing. Hi, you.
Good morning. You ought to see a doctor. How are you?
Hello, Sam. By the way, I received your wife this morning. How's your telegram? Well, now, I want your views about the housing situation.
I hold exactly the same views as my wife, and she hasn't an idea in her head.
Let's make him laugh, Herb, for a change. Tickle him under the arms.
They have built 3,000 new houses. They can't even get a permit.
Well, put my name down for one, and if it's ready in 20 years' time, I won't have it. But haven't you a plan of one of them?
Oh, I'm very sorry. It is in my pocket, so I left it at home, and here it is.
Thank you. Well, spread it on that table. We've just chopped it up for firewood.
Is
that it? Looks like a landlady's wallpaper at Aberystwyth. Well, what's that jutty out piece there? What's that thing there?
Those are the cellar steps. Down they go, straight up to the attic.
I say, well, what's the inside story of the outhouse?
Oh, the government will tell you all about it. They don't even know themselves.
What the Aniron Betton was he talking about? Now, how about some lunch? I could just do with a slice of the best end of bison.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, it's you, is it, Curly?
What would you like to eat?
Well, it depends on what you've got. I haven't recovered from that jelly giraffe we had yesterday. What did you put in it? Worst end of neck?
No, sir. I followed the book halfway and the rest I made out of my own head.
I thought the crust was a bit curly. Well, tell me, have you got a new story?
Yes, sir. It's a smasher.
I hope so.
A boss-eyed judge was sentencing three men. He looked at the first prisoner and said, you'll go to jail for 3 years. The second man said, that's a bit thick. The judge said, you hold your tongue. And the third prisoner called out, I never said a word. Do you like that?
Tell me now, how do you remember these stories?
I write them on me cuffs.
Well, you must have had that shirt on a long time. Give the signal, Herb. He's got a pee too many in that. Take it out, will you?
Sorry.
Ah, that's right. Hello, we're being chased by a bull elephant's sister.
Don't leave me behind. You can't leave me behind.
We've left you behind. Hello, ladies only.
Oh, you dear man. I knew you wouldn't go without me. Oh, you remind me of my late husband.
Must be the curry in me. You mean he had a commanding presence?
Oh, no, he was a little man, a regular elf.
Elf who?
Just like a pixie.
Did you say Dixie, plonk, plonk?
No, I said pixie.
Plonk, plonk, where the fields of cotton beckon to me. Next part of the program starts as soon as Al Varleydell's finished shaving.
Oh, you silly man. Jumbo will lift me up beside you. Come along now, big boy.
Are you talking to me or Fred Elephant?
Now, Jumbo, put your trunk round my waist and... Oh, no, no, you naughty boy.
That wasn't me, it's the elephant. That grass skirt you've got on. He thinks you're a load of hay, that's what it is.
Silly me. Now, what's the daisy?
Lummy, he seems to run into a tree.
Oh, let me down, let me down. There's something hanging onto my leg. What is it?
I'll give you one guess. Gee up there, come on, let's up. And so we leave, ladies only, suspended until we can find a vacancy in another branch.
Hey, Your Excellency.
Who's that, Gov?
Take no notice, it'll be a man selling sixpenny toys for 5 and 9.
Hey there, Your Excellency. It's me, Mundy.
Oh, hello, Major.
Yes, sir, I've just shot a ferocious beast.
Not the wife. But where is she? Where is she?
Oh, there's no holding her, sir. She's just heard that women in England have been given votes.
Dear, dear. Now she'll wear both pair of trousers. Well, what does Naive think of it?
Oh, she's too busy learning a new ballad, sir.
Oh, what's it called? The White Folks at Home? But tell me, have you seen anything of our old friend Colonel Chinstrap?
I haven't seen him since last Thursday.
Foster, sir. My tongue's hanging up.
That's your tongue, Colonel. Looks like Epsom Racecourse after Derby Day. Tell me, where have you been?
All the morning I've been held up.
Well, they must open very early around here.
I want to ask you something, Major. Do you remember when old Fruity Fortescue exploded a hand grenade under the General's chair?
I sat next to him that night.
No, sir, I sat next to him.
Isn't it my turn to sit next to him?
Quiet, civilian.
Civilian.
Remember old Peewit Bert Whistle of the 19th Holers?
Cad, yes, sir. He got so merry he couldn't see any blue tigers. And we were surrounded by them. Do you believe that, Henley?
Oh, I don't know, I don't know. I asked Commander Campbell the other night if he believed in fairy stories, and he said I have to. I've been telling them all my life. Any questions?
Well, His Excellency is busy. Come, let's go, Chinstrap.
Right, Herb. I say, Mundy, have you heard that the Germans who started the war are on trial now?
Eh? Good job, too. It's high time they hang Bismarck.
Dear old Mundy. You know, when I told him there was a jam at Waterloo, he said, I didn't know Wellington had a sweet tooth.
This is a nice village, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it lovely? It reminds me of a hot Sunday in Accrington. Look, the villagers are coming out to welcome us.
Oh, Mummy, is this a circus?
Yes, and a very second-rate one, too.
Circus? Do you hear that? Shall I tell her off?
No, don't do that. Ask her if she's got any turkeys.
Ooh, look at the funny clown on the elephant. Isn't he ugly?
Hey, I wish children wouldn't point.
Can we do anything about that, kid?
Yes, get whacking. What's that? What
made the elephant jump, Gov?
It's that white cockatoo on top of the bamboo stick.
Hello, Tommy.
Oh, it's Chas. Toby. Well. Chas, are you going to say something to me in an inanimate manner?
In what?
In an inanimate manner.
Sorry. Yes. This week I speak rather authoritatively.
You want the bit piling off the top set, I think, that's all. It'll be all right. What are you going to play to the villagers?
Leighton Lucas's arrangement of Sur le Pont d'Avignon.
Come again, Chas.
Sur le Pont d'Avignon. It's French.
French?
Yeah. De Gaulle's a matter but you. It means on the bridge at Avignon.
Having one, sir.
Go away, Chas.
I'm sorry.
Okay, civil play, Chas. That's got all the natives out of their huts.
I think that must be the head man over there, Gov.
Aye?
He's blacker and shinier than the others.
I expect he's more polished. He's coming forward, Herb. Get my spike collar and fountain pen.
Why, Gov?
Well, I don't know whether he wants my head or my autograph. I'll speak to him in his own language. Holligaboola, holligaboola, hoppolada hoola.
Oh, hello, Tommy, old boy. Don't you remember me?
Holligaboola, eh?
Aren't you wearing a chibi?
Yes, I'm a Wamba Mabuja. I was at the BBC all through the war.
Oh, of course. I remember meeting your teeth in the blackout.
How's Joseph McLeod these days?
Oh, Joseph, oh, he's got on very well. Got a carpet in his room now. And a private plate for his kilt. Tell me, how's things with you?
Oh, I'm glad to be back for my people. Meet the wife.
Well, what a lovely lot of wife. I'll toss you for a ration, folks.
Tell me, you haven't got another one under the counter for me, have you?
I make you a present of half of them.
Oh, say that. Oh, I'll take my pick. I'll have you. You. And
Mr. Handler.
Not you, no, no.
Yes? What are you doing?
Well, I'm just picking blackberries. Welcome, Juba. Meet Ujaka Hotchkiss.
Glad to meet you. While you're here, you're my guest. I'll roast a pig for you.
Lovely grub.
Not you, Porker. Sit down. Well, now, Mr. Wamba, I've come here to civilize you and bring you down to our level. Now, I'll start by showing you a film of typical village life in England.
Can I bring the wives?
Oh, certainly. I like a packed house. Herb, start the magic lantern, will you?
Thomas Edison Handley presents a movie Tom specialty entitled England Today.
Well now, Tontopians, you have not tasted the benefits of our glorious culture. Why is England where she is today and gone tomorrow? Because she is a nation of sportsmen, and this quality is nowhere more in evidence than on the village green. Now, here is a football match. Listen to the cheers of the spectators. True sportsmen all.
Kill that referee. Here he comes up the line now. He's past the centre. Shoot, shoot. He's missed it.
Oh, he's on the head with a bottle.
Into the sign, aye. Into the sign.
Cut, cut. Herb, you fatty. That was a league match. Following the game, players and spectators alike adjourn to that haunt of conviviality and good fellowship, the local.
Oh, not open.
Oh, dear. Just as fun, just as fun. Well, travelling on, we enter the next inn without knocking. Pint of beer, please, miss.
Only bitter.
A stout, then.
Only bitter.
Glass of lemonade.
Only bitter.
I'll have to go somewhere else.
Are you peeved?
No, only bitter. Cancel the pub crawl, it's making me thirsty. I tell you what, we'll give them a dollop of culture, eh? Next picture, please.
England Today, Reel 2. The center of local culture is the Village Institute. Here meet the Agricultural Brains Trust, presided over by the question master, Tommy McBullock.
Well, the first question comes from... I can't read it, the cow must have sat in it. Oh, yes, here it is. Is a heifer ever pheasant? Farmer Turmut?
Arr.
Thank you. Farmer Grummet?
Arr.
Splendid. And you, Pharmaceutical?
Mmm.
Well, the moose have it. The general opinion of the brain trust seems to be that you can cow a dog, but you can't bull a whale. Well, that's... Well, now we'll pass on to the next cowshed. Question mark. Squire Old Paper from County Confetti asks, can a man with no teeth own 4 acres? Load? Thank you. Barbara Sward.
I'm afraid I don't agree with Dr. Load. Women aren't like that, really.
You're good. <right. laughs>
What do you say, Professor Cricket?
Oh, the answer is as plain as a pike staff. I wish I knew what it was.
Well, there you are, Squire Flypaper. That's our answer, and we're sticking to it.
Now,
there's just time for one more before it's fled, and here it is. It comes from the Sophie Tucker of Bubble on the Water. Wants to know which is the best way to test the temperature of your bath water. With your toe, or what? Dr. Summerhouse?
Oh, Mr. Handley.
Lady Plaster.
Really? Upon my soul.
Professor China Duxley.
Pass.
Ah. I can see a gleam in Load's eye. Load?
Well, it all depends.
Too late, Load.
Into the sign, aye, into the sign.
The
been listening to Tommy Handley in Itmar with Jack Train, Chance Wright, Fred Yule, Gene Capra, Carlton Hobbs, Hugh Morton, Mary O'Farrell, Diana Morrison, and Lynn Joyce. The BBC Augmented Variety Auction conducted by Charles Shadwell. Script by Ted Kavanagh. Produced by Francis Worsley.